Ma Rainey's music was rough, earthy, bold and bawdy, but also profoundly moving. On stage, she would emerge from an oversized replica of a phonograph. At a time when the silent movie called The Phantom was popular, her theater act started with someone in the balcony bellowing, "The Phantom!" as her five-piece Georgia jazz band assembled. All through the theater, the chorus of voices would join in, chanting, "The Phantom! The Phantom!" rising to a crescendo when the curtain rose to reveal the giant replica of a Victrola bathed in blue light. From inside the cabinet came Ma's moaning voice as the enormous door opened and she emerged, resplendent in sequins, feather boa, and shimmering jewelry. Sometimes she would soulfully moan wordlessly, and the audience joined in. She had a deep, rich contralto voice that would rise to a roar without a microphone. She sang with her whole body, emphasizing her lines with sweeping gestures, stressing the beat with flourishes of her huge fan of colored ostrich plumes. For a hot number, she would lift the skirts of her dress and dance with surprising agility. Gertrude Pritchett in Georgia to a theatrical family in the mid-1880s, she began touring young and married in her teens to Will Rainey, an older man with whom she had an act they called Rainey and Rainey, Assassinators of the Blues. Soon they were managing their own touring company, and according to one of her musicians, quote, Pa Rainey was an old minstrel man. He had a whole outfit, tents and I don't know what all. But he was an old man, and that's why they called him Pa, and she picked up the name Ma. Later, after Pa Rainey died, Madam Rainey ran the show on her own, playing in large theaters, converted barns, or in the large tent that she hauled around, by rail car or in her homemade house trailer, a crude construction of wood on an automobile chassis with a canvas top. She was tough and independent and enjoyed having good-looking younger men in her band or in her bed. Ma Rainey's music was down home and country. Her best-selling records for the Paramount label were rich and earthy rural sounds, jug bands, kazoos, country blues guitar, gutty horns, and gritty blues. The Paramount label promoted her records vigorously, at one point running a competition to name Ma Rainey's mystery record heard here. The winning title was Lord, I'm Down with the Blues.
Lord, I'm down with the blues.
As you've been hearing about Ma Rainey, I've played Ma Rainey's mystery record and Lucky Rock Blues from 1924, accompanied by Lovey Austin's fine little band with trumpeter Tommy Ladner and Jimmy O'Brien on clarinet. Lovey Austin was one of several pianists and arrangers who helped Ma record and publish her songs. Another was pianist Georgia Tom Dorsey, who was on Black Eye Blues, which was typical of Rainey's country blues and included one of the great blues legends, Tampa Red, on guitar.